we're talking about it last hour. The additions of Brandon McCarthy and Chase Headley, not exactly having great years, but a couple of pieces added to the New York Yankees have really worked out so far.
Yeah, that's true. Incremental additions. They've gotten a little bit better, and they've gotten help. Brandon McCarthy's made three starts. He's been very, very good. Chase Headley's gotten a few hits. He got a big game-winning hit. It was his fourth chance at that big game-winning hit, but he got his first day as a Yankee. It kind of fits with the whole way the season has gone for the Yankees, that they spent all the money in the winter, and other than Tanaka until he got hurt, the big wins, the things they've done have been less heralded players, small things. They're a team that doesn't do a lot that impresses you, and yet they have a decent record and have given themselves a chance.
Well, and that being said, they've won three straight. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They're three games back of the division lead. They're tied with the Blue Jays for that second wild card in the American League, but they're minus 27 in run differential. Yeah. This is not a good team, Danny, but they are because they're 53-48. Now, I'm sure Brian Cashman doesn't look at the record and say, oh, yeah, we're fine. No need to add any pieces. But it's hard to argue with the fact that they have won games that they haven't really – they're not supposed to win, I suppose. How many tweaks are they away?
They're not supposed to. It's not just games. And we saw a few years ago with the Orioles, who made it to the playoffs because of a historic
one-run,
winning one-run games. The Yankees right now, they're not – at that level that Orioles team was. But they have the best record in baseball in games decided by two runs or fewer. So they have won those games. Now, there's some of that, you're right, is luck. But some of it also is the probably the part of the Yankee team that has been the most important is the bullpen.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to say that in the year after Mariano Rivera retired. And what's happened with the Yankee bullpen, number one, David Robertson stepped up into the closer role and has done very, very well. But just as important, maybe even more important than that, the emergence of Adam Warren and even more Dellin Betances in the seventh and eighth innings, that's very important in trying to win those close games. What happens in so many Yankee games is what happened in some of the games of that Texas series. The game would be a tie game, and then they'd find a way to get a run in the sixth inning, seventh inning. And all of a sudden you look and you say, well, they're going to that bullpen. They're probably going to win this game. And they've won a lot of games like that. That's why they have the record they do. I don't know if it's sustainable. I don't know if you can keep, if you can get to the playoffs, if you can keep it up without a better offense. The Yankees are they've scored fewer runs than, I think, almost exactly the same number of runs as the Mets and the Royals. I don't think that's sustainable. I don't know that the rotation is sustainable. I know their defense is subpar, but that has given them a chance. The only way I think they go from here and win is that some of their bigger name hitters who have not been great so far become great for the final 2+ months of the season.
Well, in terms of adding pieces, Danny, I would think that teams that are looking to do that themselves would fear the Yankees like they have in the past, but more so this year because it's Derek Jeter's final year. Don't you feel that the Yankees would be going for broke, do whatever they have to do to mend this thing and get this thing along and prove every way they can so that they can get to the playoffs and win it in the end for Derek Jeter?
I don't think it's so much winning it for Derek Jeter. Yes, they would love to do that. But I think it's more that's how the Yankees think of themselves as a team that always goes for it. And always that I think they would think we'll do the same thing next year. That if we were in the same position next year, we'd be just as determined to get to the playoffs and try to win a World Series. That I think they would tell you that that's in their DNA to try to do that. Now, I don't, as we talked about being sustainable over the course of the season, I don't know if that's sustainable long term. At some point, you run out. The team gets too old. With the Phillies, we've seen what happened. You run out of prospects. The Yankees, actually, their system has gotten a little bit better in the last year or two, but it's mostly at the very low level. They don't have players in AAA who have great value to other teams in trades. That makes it a little more difficult. But I think they always make an attempt at going for every year. I don't think this is any different, especially given how they've played coming out of the break. I think that pretty much solidifies they're trying to go for it. And even though the two additions so far, as you said, they've worked out, even though they were small, low risk, potentially high reward additions, there's no question Brian Cashman has been trying and will continue to try to do things that are bigger than that. I don't know that he will actually be able to, but there's no question he'll try.
The in-season acquisitions you're talking about, but what about and you mentioned those, the two big bats that they picked up in the offseason haven't performed in Carlos Beltran and Brian McCann. It's hard to decide which one of those two guys has been more disappointing. McCann's just 30, so I tend to think that there's plenty in that bat. And both guys have played a little bit better recently. But Beltran, is it possible we're just looking at a guy who is in decline? He's 37 years old.
It's possible. I think there's probably more to do with health. And that, of course, is tied in with being older. But I wouldn't count Carlos Beltran out. I think people have done that before and found out that he was still a real good player. I think he has a chance to still be an impact guy, but he's going to have to be healthy to do it, which he hasn't. He hasn't been completely healthy pretty much for a good part of this year. And McCann, no question, he's been a disappointment. And the Braves people, I think, would tell you that he was already, you could see the signs of decline in the last few years. The Yankees thought bringing him here, that Yankee Stadium would be perfect for him to hit in. It hasn't so far proven that way. There's always the question with a catcher, especially a catcher changing leagues, how much that has affected him, because there's so much put on every catcher learning a new pitching staff, learning hitters that he hasn't seen as much, how much that has affected his overall game. I don't know, but this week actually he hasn't been catching because Teixeira has been hurt. They've been catching Cervelli and playing McCann at first base. But you're right. To have a realistic chance at sustaining the success they've had so far, guys like that have to produce in the last couple of months of the season. Those are the big names. They've gotten nice things. They got early in the year out of Solarte. They've gotten some nice things a little bit out of Headley in this first week. Even Zealous Wheeler once in a while gets a big hit. Cervelli's had a big week for them. But at some point, your bigger names have to produce.
With Danny Nobler, Bleacher Report, ESPN New York on Sportsnet 590, The Fan with Ben Ennis. I'm Jeff Sammet. You know, coming into the year for the New York Yankees, I thought that Mark Teixeira would be the big X factor, that if he were healthy and can return to form, that the Yankees would be the Yankees because of Mark Teixeira. Did you put as much weight on Teixeira coming into the year?
Well, actually, he has kind of been that. I mean, he's been the one guy who, when he's been healthy, when he's been in the lineup, who's been kind of a consistent home run threat. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about the Yankees, especially playing in Yankee Stadium with obviously a park that favors home runs, they don't have an overwhelmingly powerful team. And that's hurt them a lot. They just got back with they won 6 out of 7 coming out of the break all at home. And they've just gotten back to .500 at home. And one of the reasons they haven't won as many games at home is because they aren't taking advantage of their ballpark. They're not hitting the home runs. Now, Mark Teixeira has been one guy who has. The issue is he hasn't been able to stay in the lineup consistently. And you ask what I thought going into the year, he's actually outperformed my expectations because, remember, he missed all last year with a wrist injury. It's hard to come back. We've seen other guys try to do it too, come back from wrist injuries. There's never a guarantee it's going to happen. And the wrist, for the most part, hasn't been there was one time during the year where it was a little bit of a problem. He's been on the DL with other issues this year, and not just on the DL, but out of the lineup at times, like he's been this week. But he's a very important guy for them. I think he continues to be a very important guy for them because they have to be a more powerful team. They have to hit more home runs. And he's a guy who has already shown this year, he's shown over his career he's capable of doing it, but he's shown over this year that he still can do it.
Masahiro Tanaka still shut down with that small tear in his UCL, not a full tear, so they're trying to rehab him back to health. But this week he's felt some pain in the elbow where the Yankees hoped that that would subside. It hasn't yet. Danny, are we just maybe days or weeks away from Yankees just throwing up their hands and saying, all right, let's just get him under the knife, get it over with?
I don't know the answer to that. It's a great question. And there was never a guarantee that this was going to work. But I didn't think there was any question that based on what they had heard from the doctors that it was worth trying. Because as easy as it is for us to say, well, Tommy John surgery is usually successful. Get it done sooner rather than later. Don't waste your time. As easy as it is to say that, it's not always successful. And even the guys who come back from it don't always come back at the same level. And there's still a lot of research being done, but the thought is that the replacement ligament they put in there has a shelf life of maybe 7 years. He's young enough. 7 years, you'd hope he's still pitching. Do you want to, does he want to be in a position of having a second Tommy John surgery? The records aren't nearly as good, at least at this point. So there was no question it was the right thing, given what the doctors told them, to try this. It is also no question it's not great news that after not pitching for several weeks and having treatment, he's still feeling something there. But I don't know the answer to the overall question of whether how close they are to just pulling the plug on the rehab and having a surgery.
Danny, the Yankees and Blue Jays tied in the standings, both in the American League East and the wild card standings in the American League as well. From New York, how do you regard the Toronto Blue Jays? Do you see them as a real threat in the American League East?
Oh, I think they are. I think you have to look at them that way. I think they have some things to prove, and one of the things they have to prove will be right starting this weekend that they can win a game at Yankee Stadium. Normally those things you think, okay, they're a little bit of a fluke, but when it's gone on as long as this has for the Jays over you've got to think that at least plays a little bit into their minds coming in here. But I think they're a strong team. I think they are a team that hasn't yet proven that they're a great team, but I don't think any team in this division has. I think the Blue Jays have proven that they can be a contending team. They've proven that they have a real shot at the playoffs. They haven't yet proven that we say, oh yeah, they're going to be in the playoffs. Like say, the Tigers, the A's, the Angels right now. But no team in the AL East has done that. There's not one team in the AL East that you look at today and say, boy, I'd be surprised if they're not in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't.
At the same time, other than maybe the Red Sox at this point, there's not one team where you say, boy, I'd be surprised if they are in the playoffs. Any of those teams, and I put Tampa in that group now too, any of those four, you'd say, yeah, they've got a realistic shot at being in the playoffs, at winning this division. But none of them have proven that you can say they should win this division.